Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program today. I'm going to proclaim to you a story from Mark chapter 10 about Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus wasn't his real name. Bar means son of Timaeus. So Bartimaeus was the son of Timaeus. And this is a story from Mark 10. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with a sizable crowd, there was a blind beggar, Bartimaeus, sitting by the side of the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many people were scolding him, trying to make him keep quiet. But he shouted all the louder, "Jesus, have mercy on me." So Jesus stopped and he said, "Call the blind man over." So they called him over and they told him as he did, "You have nothing whatsoever to fear from him. Get up, he's calling you." So Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak and he jumped up and he came to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Teacher, I want to see." And Jesus said in reply, "Be on your way, your faith has saved you." And immediately Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I've discovered something about television and preaching. Sometimes it wears you out. It can get really taxing and it can be pretty tough and stress-filled and pretty hard. So most of you at home are watching by TV. You're in bed or you're sitting as you're watching. So I hope if you don't mind, I'm just going to have a seat here. By the side of the road. Have you ever noticed what's on the side of the road? It's interesting. Take a look sometime. You'll see litter and old tires. And if you look really closely, people. And Bartimaeus was one of those such people. He was sitting there day after day on the side of the road. And he was begging. He was saying, "Help! Alms for the blind man. I need to eat. Please help me." Can you imagine day after day after day sitting by the side of the road? You know, where I live in Houston, there are people by the sides of our road too. Just not too far from here, from our retreat center, whenever I drive into the property, we go under a bridge, under I-10, and there's a man underneath the bridge. He always has a sign, "Help me, I'm hungry, I need to eat, please help." And this is what Bartimaeus was doing day after day after day. Life had passed him by. Life had dealt him a tough hand. He was blind. He was disabled. He was handicapped. Call it whatever you want to call it. But there he was sitting there by the side of the road begging for alms. And this is the way many people are in life. They're stuck. They're not moving. Life is passing them by. They're by the side of the road and they're crying out for help. You know, life really is about moving. It's about change. It's what a dance choreographer said one time. You know what dance choreographers are? They're ones who help people to dance and to move. And one dance choreographer said one time, life is about moving. It's about change. When you stop moving, you die. Are you moving in your life? Or have you died? Helen Keller, a blind person, said one time, life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. It was Cardinal Newman that said, life is about change. And to have lived well is to change often. So this program really is about change. It's not about staying stuck. But unfortunately, Bartimaeus was stuck. He was sitting by the side of the road. Then one day he heard, and trust me, blind people can hear very well. They are adept at hearing because all of their energy goes not from their eyes but to their ears. He heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He was in the right place at the right time. See, little did Bartimaeus know, but he was about to have his big break. Big Break is a program, it's a reality program on the Golf Channel. And what happens is contestants from all around the world gather together, and in this competition, they can win prizes, and they can even get into tournaments that they would never get into if they do well. And thus, the program is called The Big Break. Well, I'm believing right now, not only did Bartimaeus have his big break when Jesus passed by, but this is your big break. As you watch this program this morning, or this afternoon, or evening, whatever time it is, I believe that you're about to have a big break in life. And some of you have been praying for that big break. Well, now is your moment. You are in the right place at the right time for your big break. So Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. I don't think he had ever met Jesus, but I think Bartimaeus, just like most people at the time of Jesus, had heard about this wonder worker from Galilee who could perform miracles, who could raise the dead, who could make the blind see, and who taught with such wisdom that not even his enemies could capture him. One time they heard Jesus preaching in the temple and they went to arrest him. And the guards came back and they said, well, why didn't you arrest him? And they said, well, nobody's ever taught like this man. They were astounded by his teaching, by his miracles. See, Jesus of Nazareth touched the people of his days in profound ways. So Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by and he wanted a big break. He wanted something to happen. So he decided to do something. He shouted out. He said, Jesus! Son of David, have mercy on me. Wow, I love that. We just had a year of mercy in our Catholic Church, the year 2016. A whole year of mercy, inviting all people to come back to church to receive mercy in their life. And what is God's mercy? God is proclaimed in the Bible as the Father of mercies over and over. That's a plural word, mercies. Well, what is mercy? It's God's leniency, God's generosity, God's kindness. So during that year of mercy, we were inviting all people to receive mercy. And how do you receive mercy? First of all, you have to ask for it. If you don't ask for mercy, you're never going to receive it. That's exactly what Bartimaeus was doing. He cried out, Jesus, have mercy. You know, it's interesting. In our Catholic Church, people gather from all around to worship. It's called liturgy, it's called mass, sometimes the liturgy of the hours, the prayer. And it should be a celebration, the celebration of the Eucharist, we call it. But oftentimes our worship is so insipid and so pathetic. I mean, there's hardly any singing at times, and people, sometimes when I'm preaching, you can see them yawning, and people arrive late to Mass and leave early. It's like, what's going on there? Our worship should be so much more celebrative and so much more exciting and so much and so enthusiastic. And oftentimes it becomes a dirge. I remember our Pope said, you know, when you go to Mass, it ought to be not like you're going to a funeral, but it ought to be a great celebration. And so I love what Bartimaeus did. Instead of just being passive, he shouted. You know, people go to ball games. It's interesting. The same people that go to Mass or to religious services, whatever denomination that you are, the same people will go to the ball game and they'll shout and they'll hoot and they'll holler and they'll celebrate their team, a team that won't even make the playoffs. And those same people will go to religious services and sit there and yawn. Well, I love Bartimaeus. He decided to have some passion. He decided to have some enthusiasm. He needed mercy. He needed a big break. He needed to make a move. And he saw his moment. Jesus was passing by and he didn't want to let that moment go by. So he cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And that's what I'm hoping for you. The name of this program is called Live with Passion. I'm hoping that you're going to display some passion, some enthusiasm, some celebrativeness in your life, and not just sit there, but make a move. So he cried out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And did you notice the crowd? It said that the crowd tried to keep him quiet. They scolded him for crying out. You know, that's what will happen in your life when you become religious, when you start to follow Jesus, when you get a little bit of enthusiasm and passion, people don't necessarily like that. Maybe your own husband or wife will scold you. What are you doing watching these religious programs? What are you doing going to church and reading the Bible and reading all those spiritual life? You're becoming really religious. They'll scold you and try to hold you down. And why is that? Because they don't understand what it is to receive salvation, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be on the way to heaven. They don't understand what it is to have the riches and the treasures of life in Christ. They don't understand it. They haven't tasted it. And some of them are jealous about it. They want it, but they don't know how to get it. So they scold you. They try to stop you. They try to hold you down. And that's what the crowd was doing. They tried to shut Bartimaeus up. He was just a blind man sitting by the side of the road, so they said, shut up. But that didn't stop Bartimaeus. You see, because remember, he wanted his big break. He knew that his moment was now. He was tired of being sick and tired and just being stuck and not changing. So what did he do when they tried to scold him and make him keep quiet? Said that he shouted all the louder, Jesus! Have mercy. See, it's that cry of faith. It's that desire we all have in our hearts for healing, for grace, for mercy. Oh, I love that. It was his big break, and he wasn't going to let it pass him by. When opportunity knocks, open the door. And don't you understand right now, opportunity is knocking in your life right now. This is your big break. Live with passion. Be daring. Be bold. And don't let anybody stop you. Had the opportunity to study, of course, before I became a priest. Had the opportunity to study many years, 4 or 5 years in Chicago, Catholic Theological Union. Place that I studied was top-notch theology school, right by the shores of Lake Michigan, the Catholic Theological Union at Chicago. Studied all kinds of disciplines, scripture, theology, ethics, history, formation, preaching, sacraments, you name it, I studied it. One of the courses that I studied was a course called Christology. Christology is the study of who Jesus of Nazareth was or is. Who was he? Have you ever thought about that? Was he the Son of God or was he just a man? Was he God himself in the flesh or was he a prophet? Was he human or was he divine? And how did all that work anyway? Did he know it was going to happen in the future or didn't he know? So the greatest minds in the last 2,000 years have tried to discern, tried to figure out who Jesus was. Bonaventure, Aquinas, Augustine, so many great theologians, so many great prophets, so many great philosophers. And then books have been written about the life of Christ. Of course, they fill libraries. More books have been written about Jesus than any other person who ever lived. Fulton Sheen wrote a book I really love, The Life of Christ. Pope Benedict wrote a book, Jesus of Nazareth, a 2-volume series. There's been all these different books. I've written a book called Come Encounter Jesus. So everybody has written these different type books about Christ, and movies have been made about the life of Christ. Jesus of Nazareth was a movie that touched me, and The Greatest Story Ever Told, The Last Temptation of Christ, all these different movies, plays have been done about Christ. Godspell, Jesus Christ Superstar, songs have been sung about Jesus, poets, artists have portrayed Jesus. So words and music and drama, all these different things about Jesus, trying to discern who he was, words, music, drama, words, words, words. Well, in two words, Mark tells us who Jesus is. When the blind man called out, when this nothing sitting by the side of the road calls out the Son of God himself in two words, Jesus stopped. Wow. Is that the Lord that you know? When you pray to him, when you call out to him, he listens to you, he hears you, In two words, Mark was telling us who Jesus is. Jesus stopped. Picture the scene. A sizable crowd is following him. He's on his way to Jerusalem. All of a sudden, he stopped. It must have been like the domino effect, like an accordion. All of a sudden, all these people get all bunched up behind him. Jesus stopped. And they said, Jesus said, call the blind man over. So it says the crowd called the blind man over. You have nothing whatsoever to fear from him. Get up, he's calling you. Now, wait a minute, time out. Isn't this the same crowd that a moment ago was saying, shut up? Now they're saying, get up. And aren't crowds just like that? They're fickle. They're flimsy. They're like the wind. Whichever way the wind is blowing, that's the way the crowds go. The same crowd that shouted Hosanna, that same crowd was shouting crucify him on Good Friday. You know, the same crowd that cheers for the home team, boos the home team when they're not doing well. Crowds are very fickle that way. They go after all kinds of things like reincarnation, the New Age movement, whatever seems to be in vogue, whatever religion seems to be easy, that's what crowds go after. Well, I hope that you're not just a member of a crowd. I hope that you stand apart from the crowd. I hope that you're not just part of the crowd, but stand apart from the crowd. Don't just go the way the crowds go. Follow your heart. So they called the blind man over. This is a call story. Jesus is calling you. Remember, he called Matthew at the tax collector's booth. He called Peter, James, John, Andrew, as they were fishermen. And now he's calling you, just like he was calling Bartimaeus. And he's saying, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. So they called Bartimaeus. Now Bartimaeus had a decision to make. He was being called, and you have a decision to make. You are being called. So they called the blind man over, and now Bartimaeus had a decision to make. The Bible said that he had a mantle on as he was sitting there by the side of the road, and he had a decision to make, and you know, was he going to just sit there for the rest of his life or make a move? And this is what he did. The Bible says that he threw his mantle off and jumped up and came to Jesus. Wow, isn't it an explosion of faith, an eruption of trust? Bartimaeus was just reborn. He seized his moment. It was his big break, and he wasn't going to let it pass him by. What just happened there? Bartimaeus was reborn. I am a Catholic priest and a preacher, and years ago, I went to a workshop in Louisville, Kentucky that was given by Billy Graham. And it was a workshop really about preaching for evangelism, about reaching out to people. And it was sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And they taught us whenever we preach, we ought to preach for a decision. And what that means is we try to help people to come to Jesus. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do right here. Trying to help people come to Jesus the best that they can, because he's calling you. If you've ever seen a Billy Graham crusade, all these thousands of people are gathered, and at the end of the preaching, they sing a song called Just As I Am, and people come forward. And that's exactly what Bartimaeus was doing, coming forward just as he was. Notice he was still blind, couldn't see, but it was a daring move. He took a chance. And that's what I'm inviting you to do. The name of this program is called Live with Passion. What that means is have enthusiasm, take a chance, be daring, and watch what happens. And so that beautiful song that's sung at the Billy Graham Crusades, just as I am without one plea, but that your blood was shed for me, Lord Jesus, I come, I come. Would you come to Jesus now? Don't sit by the side of the road. Don't let life pass you by. So he came to Jesus just as he was, and he stood before the Son of God, and Jesus said to him an interesting question, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? If Jesus were to ask that question for you right now, and he is, how would you answer him? Well, earlier in chapter 10, Jesus had asked that question of James and John. James and John came to Jesus with a request, and Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And they said, we want to sit at your right and your left when you come in glory in heaven. And so they were asking for position and for power. A little later in the chapter, now a blind man comes to him And Jesus asked the same question, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus simply said, I want to see. So who is the blind man in the story? Those who grasp for power, those who grasp for prestige, those who are looking for position, or those who simply want to see. And that's the point of the story. Bartimaeus may have been blind, but at least he asked the right question. At least he came to Jesus with the right disposition. He simply wanted to see. And actually, the word in the Greek said, I want to see again. So in other words, what they were saying in the story is perhaps at one time in Bartimaeus' life, he could see, and somehow, somewhere along the line, he lost his vision. And it seems to me that many people used to go to church, or they had some type of an experience with Christ, or maybe they were anointed with the Holy Spirit in the past, and somehow, some way, they kind of let that go, they stopped going to church, they've lost their fervor, they kind of got stuck in their spiritual life. As I said, they don't go to church anymore. And what I'm believing is that you can see again. You can have another fervor with Christ, another anointing with the Holy Spirit. And I'm praying that you will see again. And I love it. He comes to Jesus and he says, I want to see. That's one of the most profound prayers that have ever been prayed. I want to see. Come to Jesus today and just simply say, I want to see. And then Jesus said, be on your way. Bartimaeus, you know, when you jumped up, your faith has saved you. What is faith? It's confidence. It's energy. It's believing that Jesus is the Son of God. It's knowing who Jesus is, seizing your moment, and coming to Christ. So Jesus didn't touch him. He didn't spit on mud and put it on his eyes like he does in other gospel passages. He just simply said, your faith has saved you. We are saved by grace through faith. That confidence, that thrust of energy within us, that believing in Christ, that Jesus isn't just a man, that he is truly the Son of the living God. Your faith has saved you. And then it said, Bartimaeus received his sight, and I pray that you will receive new sight, a new spiritual life, rebirth, movement, growth, that your dreams and your visions will come to pass, that you will begin living with passion, that you will not just stay stuck sitting by the side of the road for the rest of your life, that life will stop passing you by, that you will be a participator, that you will be one with life, and that you will seize your moment. This is your big break. Take this moment. This is your moment. It's a now moment. Now is the time. Today is the day. Make your move. So Bartimaeus receives his sight. That's a tremendous miracle. And, you know, that would be great if that were the end of the story. But there's one more tidbit. There's one more thing. And actually, this is the whole point of the story. It said that when Bartimaeus received his sight, he didn't go back home. Immediately, it says, he started to follow Jesus on the road. That's discipleship, following Jesus on the road. And that's the whole point of the story. No longer is Bartimaeus just stuck sitting by the side of the road dead because he's not moving. Now he's moving. That's exactly what Jesus brings to a person's life. Passion, enthusiasm, movement, change. You don't have to stay stuck anymore. Dreams and visions. Your destiny can be achieved as you follow Jesus. And so he's not stuck anymore. He's moving. I just wrote a book on discipleship. It's called More Than Conquerors. And the whole point of the book is that oftentimes people think they're following Jesus, but they're really not. In order to follow Jesus, you have to be all in. You have to surrender yourself totally to Jesus and follow Jesus on the road. And then when you do, you will be a conqueror in life. And one of the great themes of the book, I put a crown in there because we have a crown of glory to look forward to as we follow Jesus. And that's exactly what's happening to Bartimaeus now. He's no longer dead. He's on the way. He's following Jesus on the road. And that's what I'm hoping for you. Would you make a move with Jesus? I preached this one time in San Antonio live in front of a full church. And as I jumped up, people started getting up from their seats and coming forward to Jesus. Now, you can't do that because you're at home, but I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. If you're sitting down right now at home, would you get up? just get up right where you are. If you're lying in bed, get up. Go ahead. It's very symbolic, just like what we just did. And now let's give our lives to Christ. Jesus, I hear your call. Jesus, I hear your call. I surrender my life to you. I come to you just as I am. I want to see. I want to follow you. Jesus, be Lord of my life. I pray for you right now, as you've prayed this prayer with me, that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, no longer stuck, moving forward. This is your moment. This is your big break. You are at the right place at the right time. And I pray that you'll keep moving forward. I've got many resources to help you, books, DVDs, booklets, as I said. Just stay tuned, and my announcer will talk to you more about that. May Almighty God bless you, and don't just live, live with passion. I hope you like that preaching about Bartimaeus. This is your moment. It's your big break. Talk about a big break. I got a letter from a person in prison who was watching my programs. He said he was a Muslim. He said, Father Cedric, I saw your program on TBN. I picked up a Catholic Bible after listening to you, and a flood, a literal flood of emotions washed over me, and I knew that I had to give my life to Christ. I immediately accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Wow, I love letters like this, and this is exactly what this program is all about. I am helping people not to stay stuck, but to make a move in their life, and more than make a move toward Christ. Receiving Jesus, hearing the call of Jesus, giving your life to Christ, and people are doing just that. Would you support me in my endeavor to change the world? I'm trying to bring people to Christ. I want everyone everywhere to know eternal life, to be reborn. And so I'm asking you to make a donation toward my TV program. Many of you have been watching me for a long time now, and you haven't contacted me. You can just call that number, write me at that address, and I guarantee you 100% of your money will go to support my programs. Also, if you want to support me, just simply buy my resources. I talked about that book, More Than Conquerors, about discipleship. That's my latest book. It will help you to follow Jesus on the road, on the way. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. Thank you for buying my resources. Most of all, thank you for watching my programs. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.